At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Week three is here, and it's time to talk about everybody's favorite fantasy positions, defense and kickers. Got some streaming options for you for this week. Let's kick it off with defenses. The top ad this week is going to be the Los Angeles Chargers. They are available in just under 50% of ESPN leagues. They're my top ad if they're sitting out there because of their upcoming schedule, which we'll get to here in a second. But the Chargers are top 10 in pressure rate and top 3 in sacks, despite only sacking Mahomes one time last week on Thursday Night Football. J.C. Jackson made his 2022 Chargers debut, which will be a huge addition to that defense going forward. They get the Jaguars in week three. And although that offense is much improved, especially compared to last year, Trevor Lawrence has been pressured on almost 33% of his dropbacks, which is 12th most in the league. I mentioned their upcoming schedule at the top of this, and it is an absolute beaut. After the Jags in week three, the Chargers get Houston, Cleveland, Denver, and Seattle before their week eight bye. So obviously the only thing you're worried about there is Denver. Outside of that, it's fantastic. Second choice here is going to be Cleveland. Yes, I know. Absolutely embarrassing getting old ass Joe Flacco to drop 31 points on their head. Have no fear. The Steelers are coming to town. The Steelers' offensive line is somehow worse than it was last year, and Trubisky is somehow worse than last year's deteriorating Ben Roethlisberger. I think Cleveland gets right in this matchup after being embarrassed by Flacco. Trubisky is the bottom of the league in terms of yards per attempt, average depth of target, QB rating, almost anything you could potentially even look at. The Browns have only blitzed at 6% of dropbacks this year. And although the past 2 years they have been toward the bottom of the league in blitz percentage, that was at a 22% rate. So I'm definitely expecting them to dial up the pressure on Thursday Night Football, trying to get right in this divisional matchup. In terms of defenses that are more widely available, streamers that you can take a look at are going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, who are going to travel to Indy after they got blanked by the Jacksonville Jaguars. And, you know, file that under things I was not expecting to say in 2022, but Matt Ryan really struggled week two. He was sacked five times, threw three picks. Michael Pittman should be back, which will help. But if this team gets behind early against the Chiefs, it's going to mean great things for the defensive streamers out there. Now, let's say that you are in a league that has people holding two defenses. There's really not a lot of options. You got to dig like really deep. I think you can take a look at the Atlanta Falcons, basically available in all ESPN leagues. The Falcons defense has posted multiple turnovers in each of their first two games. That includes two picks and a fumble recovery last week against the Rams. Now they're going to get a Seattle offense that definitely came back down to earth last week against San Francisco. They barely posted 200 yards of total offense, three total turnovers, and Geno was sacked twice. Now, onto the kickers, I'm not going to get deep here. Basically, what this comes down to is finding kickers in good offenses and games with high point totals. That's it. That's the formula. So kicking things off is going to be Miami's kicker, Jason Sanders. We obviously can't bank on Tua just going absolutely nuclear and throwing for almost 500 yards again, but we've seen the upside of the offense now, and they're going to be facing off against the Bills, who look unstoppable through the first 2 weeks. Now, obviously against Tennessee, more of an inferior opponent, but still, we know how good that offense is. this game has the second highest total of the week, so you can pick up Jason Sanders and stream him. Robbie Gould for the 49ers going up against Denver. The total here is a little bit lower at 45.5, but the Niners still have a solid implied point total at 22.25, so you can look there. Sanders is gone. Another thing I was not thinking I would be saying in 2022, but the Detroit Lions have scored 35 and 36 points in their first two games to open up the 2022 season. They have a matchup against the Vikings coming up in week three, which as of right now is the highest total that we have this week at 53.5. Yes, the Lions and the Vikings, 53.5 point total. This is the world we live in. I'm not in charge of it, but Austin Siebert for the Lions, you can look at streaming him. That's going to wrap it up. If you enjoyed the content, please hit us with a sub and a like. If you have any questions, start, sit, waivers, trades, anything like that, drop a comment below, or you can join the Discord. Or another option, we will be going live on Wednesday like we do every night during the season at 10:15 Eastern. You can join us then and answer your questions. Good luck to you week three, and we'll talk to you soon.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.